This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some big companies are getting board members crusading for change. On Monday, a big hedge fund called Trian Partners put a man on General Electric's board. At today's annual meeting of consumer products giant Procter & Gamble, many will be watching as another Trian person, activist investor Nelson Peltz, tries for a seat on that board. Trian owns 1.5% of P&G. Marielle Segarra reports on how the Game of Thrones is played in 2017.
Procter & Gamble has been around since 1837, and it's introduced iconic products like Pampers disposable diapers and Ivory soap to the world. But Ali DeBage, a senior analyst at Bernstein, says the company has been losing market share for years.
P&G has been very slow to adjust to the new world, whether that be digital, small brands, whether that be focused on more of the emerging markets.
Enter activist investor Nelson Peltz. He wants P&G to cut management, shave costs, and be more targeted with its global marketing. If Peltz gets a seat on P&G's board, CEO David Taylor might be in trouble. For 2 years, he's been trying to turn the company around with his own strategy. John Coffey teaches at Columbia University.
It will be seen as a humiliating defeat, and the new candidate will get on the board and say, see, we've got to reorganize this company and change its policies.
And Coffey says when activist investors win a board seat, the CEO often departs. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.